know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And rather interesting, I was talking about a government that will not listen to the will of the people and what the people's response should be to that. Because I know in that little tiny schoolhouse in Loudoun, New Hampshire, where I went to grade school, I was taught that taxation without representation is justifiable grounds to fire the government. And it's rather, talk about a sense of cosmic irony, I am just now getting the story coming in where Wisconsin voters have launched a massive recall campaign against 8 of the state senators who voted to cut back collective bargaining and lower the teachers' salaries. Apparently, under Wisconsin law, these senators have served in office long enough to be eligible for a recall. Apparently, Governor Scott Walker will be eligible for a recall by the voters in January of next year, and they're already planning on starting that. So this is what they mean by a peaceful revolution. Get rid of the people in government who are not doing the job for the people who put them there and pay the bills. And as long as we have a means for peaceful revolution, that we can basically fire the government when it's not doing the job for the people, then we can avoid bloodshed. And that's really a very good thing. So congratulations to the voters in Wisconsin for having the courage to stand up to a government that wants to loot them to save the bankers. And again, before the phone lines light up, and I'm still getting hate mail saying, how can you support the unions and stuff? This is not about the unions. This is about an entire nation of 300 million Americans being driven down into poverty in order to save the Wall Street criminals behind the mortgage-backed security fraud from having to go to jail. And we have all these people running around our government who are insisting, well, no, the government's job is to take care of the banks. In fact, I'm trying to find down here, I had Baucus's name, the House Financial Services hearing chaired by Spencer Baucus, who basically last December said the role of Congress is to serve the banks. Wrong. Government serves the people, or it does not serve at all. Banks are not people. Banks are corporations. It's a fiction. It's a fairy tale. Government does not exist to serve fairy tales, whether it's the fiction of a corporation or the fiction of the invisible man in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear saying, please go and kill those Arabs and take their oil. So, it's just an absolute, absolute insane situation out there. Okay, before I get back to the American economy, because I do want to talk about that later in this hour, over in Pakistan, the situation with Raymond Davis is really beginning to unravel because we are hearing from both the Pakistan and the Indian news services that Raymond Davis, when he was arrested following the shooting of those two ISI agents, the cell phone in his possession, had numbers that went to people connected to the assassination of Benazir Bhutto and the capture and beheading of Daniel Pearl. So it looks like Pakistan has arrested a major mastermind behind all these false flag attacks. We're still hearing rumors that somehow this guy was linked to the attacks in Mumbai. This is threatening to blow up into a major, major embarrassment. Could be this generation's version of the Bay of Pigs disaster. And if you don't know what I mean by that, we'll explain it when we come back from this next commercial break. And let's see, we don't have enough time to go to the call here. But basically, Bay of Pigs disaster was a huge, huge, humiliating defeat for the United States. We'll talk about that. We'll take a call from Frank after we come back from these commercials.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to give you a little bit of history about why the situation that's unraveling in Pakistan could turn out to be this generation's version of the Bay of Pigs. What do I mean by that? All right. Many years ago, in a faraway land called Cuba, there was a dictator, a tyrant, by the name of Fulgencio Batista. And he was, as so many other dictators are, supported by the United States of America, which had helped install him as ruler of Cuba through rigged elections, political sabotage, assassinations, and so forth and so on. And he was favored by the United States because he kept his people poor in order that their agricultural produce could be sold to companies like PepsiCo and United Fruit at way below market prices, thereby guaranteeing record high profits for American corporate interest, so forth and so on. The mafia was setting up in Cuba. This was the heyday of the donkey shows and the big casinos in Havana Harbor. It was a completely wide open town. They could get away with stuff in Havana they weren't even allowed to do in Las Vegas. That's how crazy it was. The Central Intelligence Agency, of course, viewed Cuba as a very strategic location for power projection around the Caribbean and down into South America. So it was a very, very important piece of land. And as is always the case, the U.S.-backed tyrant oppressed his people to the point where there was a revolution, just like we saw in Iran in 1979 when they kicked out the U.S. puppet ruler, the Shah. And we had the same thing happen down in Cuba, where Fidel Castro basically came in, kicked out the Batista people, and said, and the real irony of it is he approached the United States and said, I want to be friends with you guys. And you can go on buying our bananas and our sugar and all the rest of that as long as you're willing to pay the going market rate. And the American corporation said, you can't do that. We deserve a discount. We're the United States of America. And the United States slapped an embargo on Cuba, which is what forced Fidel Castro to turn to the Soviet Union. That embargo continues to this very day, which shows that, if nothing else, the United States knows how to hold a grudge. Little tiny Cuba in the United States. Oh, we're going to starve you into submission. Kind of the same thing that Israel's doing to Gaza. So the United States decided, well, you know, to heck with what the Cuban people want. We're going to go in there and we're going to overthrow Castro and we're going to put Batista or Batista Light or Batista Clone or Son of Batista or something like that back into the presidential palace in Havana. Somebody who will go back to selling Cuban produce to our companies for lower prices and let the mafia and the CIA have their way with the place. And the Central Intelligence Agency was feeding all these stories to President John F. Kennedy about how the Cuban people were really tired of Castro's dictatorship. And they were not happy that he was friends with the Soviet Union. And if the president would simply provide the backing that all these Cuban exiles in Florida, which was the remnants of Batista's government structure, all the people who had been kicked out of Cuba, and they said, they're ready to go back. They're ready to invade, and they'll conquer. And basically, as soon as they're on the beachhead, we can count on the people of Cuba to come down and stand with our little exile army and kick out Castro and take over the place. So President Kennedy said, all right, sure, we'll go for it. And they provided some material support. And the CIA's exile army landed at the Bay of Pigs on the south of Cuba, sort of cattywampus across from Havana. And by golly, the Cuban people came down there to the beach and proceeded to stomp the American army right into the sand and sent an absolute message. We prefer Castro over anything that the United States is going to provide for us. And the United States, the exiles were basically thrown in prison. The United States wound up having to violate its own embargo and had to send millions of dollars of medical equipment and supplies to Cuba. Maybe that's why they have such good medical care today. In order to get those exiles back. And it was a huge embarrassment. Kennedy took responsibility for it, but said basically the Central Intelligence Agency lied to him. We know that George Bush the Elder was involved in that. He provided three ships from his shipping company to support the whole covert operation. It was a huge, huge embarrassment. Lots of articles about it all over the net. It's Bay of Pigs situation. So this Davis situation in Pakistan is starting to look like it could unravel to be the same kind of embarrassment, because the Pakistan and Indian media are saying this guy is linked with the people behind the Benazir Bhutto assassination. He's linked to the people behind the Daniel Pearl beheading. We're hearing more stories that there's a connection between him and the accused or suspected attackers in the Mumbai incident. If it turns out that all of these are true, then all of this false flag terror attack stuff is going to just completely dissolve. Nobody will be able to trust any terror attack anywhere. They'll not be able to believe the media says, oh, that was Osama bin Laden, or that was these bad guys. We're all going to know that these things are fraud. It's going to absolutely pull the rug out from under all of these kind of deceptions. All right, we have a caller on the line, Frank from South America. Wow, I didn't realize you were calling from that far away. I'm sorry to keep you waiting this long. Aloha, and what's on your mind?
No problem, Mike. I appreciate what you do for several hours a day every day. I think I can clear up some of the confusion on Building 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't jump to conclusions until I get done, and then please laugh. It seems that the BBC had just given all of their reporters brand new, finely crafted American watches. And the lady on television on the BBC in front of Building 7 had just glanced at her watch, which was giving the incorrect time, of course, and she just continued to read from her script along the timeline she was given.
Mm-hmm.
You can laugh now if you want to.
Oh, all right. Well, no, actually, does anybody in America still make timepieces? That's the reason that story falls apart.
So.
Yeah, even Timex is getting their stuff from China now. Actually, what happened is that we know from the Nodet brothers video, we know from Rudy Giuliani's own statements that the warning that the Building 7 was going to come down was issued, and people were told, get out of the building. It was absolutely empty when it came down. And, of course, nobody knows why a warning was given, because at that time in history, no steel frame building had ever collapsed from fire. And yet, it's on the Nodet brothers documentary. They're running around saying, Building 7's going to come down. Building 7's going to come down. And nobody will... When Giuliani was asked, who warned you it was coming down, and how did they know? And then later on, he says, oh, no, I never got any such warning. And when they showed him the videotape, he just runs away. But I think what happened is that there was a delay, and it may have been... I think they were kind of improvising. Because originally, I think the plane that crashed in... Pennsylvania, Flight 93 was the one that was supposed to hit Building Number 7, because again, going back to the Nodet Brothers documentary, the firefighters are told there is a third plane coming into New York, and I think that was the plane that was intended to crash into Building Number 7, but the flight crew got back control of their aircraft from whatever remote control system was being used on these planes, and because the truth on the plane did not match the cover story, the government then had to shoot it down, which is why the wreckage is over 8 miles of countryside. So I think that's what really happened. They were kind of winging it. Somebody ran through Building 7 setting fires, to basically give it a plausible reason for coming down. But nobody's going to believe it because, again, before that time and since, no steel frame building has collapsed simply from fire. It just does not happen. So the BBC got caught. They were off the timeline, and... whoever was running this show made a mistake, and we all caught it.
Okay. Can I throw one little tidbit at you, and please don't get upset? It's about micro-nukes. You claim that it's absolute idiocy. My question is, obviously, since when has idiocy had anything to do with the production of weapons?
It's an interesting argument, but again, coming from a purely physics background, it's to make a nuclear weapon in that low a power yield, there's no advantage to it. I know they're very wasteful of money, but they always think there's a purpose behind it. And, again, coming from a physics background, trying to get a nuclear weapon to act on the scale of, a couple of pounds of C4, it's really more trouble than it's worth. It's a lot easier to just get the C4. It really, really is. Now, when they talk about a suitcase nuke, that's a completely different thing, because what they're talking about is taking the primary out of a multi-stage thermonuclear weapon, which is designed to be really big. But if you're going to have an H-bomb, you have to start with a little tiny fission bomb, but that's still like a 20, 30 kiloton bomb. That's going to lay waste to an entire city when it goes off. So, this idea of little micro nukes that are inside a single building and don't cause damage outside, it's absurd. It's ludicrous. It's more of this, like I said, Pentagon and no plane and all the rest of that nonsense. Think Kennedy and the umbrella dart gun and all this other nonsense that the propagandists love to throw in there to say, oh, look, the silly things they believe in. The Apollo landings were fake kind of nonsense stuff that they put out here to try and damage the credibility of the alternative media. All right, anything else?
Quickie on Castro. It's been 50 years since Castro took power in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
On the day he took power, he started taking over the ships and all the waterfront casinos and whorehouses and everything else that Havana was famous for. And that hit the mob in North Jersey and New York.
Yes.
It also hit the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives, which were also using Havana as their private playground. Why is it that only Congress people can go to Cuba yet? Because they're going to gobble up every piece of
reasonable... Frank, we got to take a break.
Okay,
we'll
have
be
a
right
good day,
back.
Sir.
All right, thank you.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Just sort of finishing up on this Cuban situation. As the last caller said, it's been 50 years. Cuba was never a threat to the United States of America. Quite the contrary. The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics is gone, and yet the United States continues its embargo against Cuba for no other reason than to prove that the U.S. government is petty and mean and vindictive as all get out. Because there isn't any other reason to maintain that embargo. Now, Cuba doesn't have a lot of exports. They got cigars and rum and, you know, fruit, agricultural produce. And most of the other countries in this hemisphere do business with Cuba, including Canada. If you want Cuban rum, go up to Canada and you can get it. You try and bring it in the United States. Oh, horrific. You know, it's easier to get Mexicans in from Mexico than it is to get Cuban rum in from Canada. That's how absurd it is. It's just rum. It's not sarin gas or anything like that. So, again, the only reason for the embargo is simply to prove how butch the CIA is and, of course, to keep the descendants of Batista's government happy down there in Cuba, you know, proving what wonderful civic servants they were in Havana by being wonderful civic citizens down there in Florida. And it's just an ugly situation. And sometimes you have to realize that carrying on an embargo against this little tiny country for this long really does more harm to the United States than it does to Cuba. There's a documentary, I don't know who owns it. I've seen it a couple of times, mostly because my wife called my attention to it. It's called Tuning with the Enemy. And it's about this guy who goes around here in the United States and he finds old pianos that people don't want anymore. Just basic, you know, upright, some grand, just piano. Musical instrument. Apparently those are on the embargo list for Cuba as well. You're not allowed to send a piano to Cuba. It could end freedom as we know it if they get brand new pianos down there. So this guy goes around and he gets these pianos and he basically goes through the horrendous amounts of paperwork it takes to get an exemption to the embargo to basically take these old pianos down there to give to the schools and churches and music academies, because the pianos they've got down there are 50, 60 years old. It's a tropical climate. They're rotting away. And he has to go through all this nonsense to get these pianos down there. Cubans are not allowed to buy American cars. They've become the best mechanics in the world because of that. If you have a car that needs fixing, if you could find a Cuban mechanic, they can fix your car, get it running like showroom new with duct tape and a couple of coat hangers. It's amazing seeing what these guys do out of necessity. But there really comes a time when you begin to understand that this kind of an embargo, where you've got the mighty United States of America stomping on this little tiny island in the middle of the Caribbean, really looks kind of dumb. And it does make the United States look just like a mean bully. We're not fighting for freedom. We're not opposing Soviet incursion into our hemisphere because the Soviet Union is gone. It's just big, mighty United States stomping on little, tiny Cuba, just like we have big, mighty Israel stomping on little, tiny Gaza just to prove they can do it. It's not exactly America's finest moment in international diplomacy here. Now, speaking of Israel, Netanyahu is out there screaming and yelling that all this pressure on Libya and Gaddafi should be directed at Iran, because Iran is bad and Iran is evil. And no, it isn't. Iran became an Islamic Republic in 1979. Since then, they haven't invaded anybody. They certainly have not boarded an international aid flotilla in the middle of the Mediterranean and gunned down a U.S. citizen in cold blood. Meanwhile, Israel attacked and invaded Syria, Lebanon, Gaza again, bombed the Iraq power station, attacked Gaza again. The United States has attacked so many people I can't even remember. Where right now, currently, the U.S. government is in Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan. This whole covert thing with Davis is going on there. Now they're trying to get into Libya. It's just one country after the other after the other. Who is the threat to world peace? It is not Iran. Iran is trying to mind their own business. But Israel and the United States need a new demon. They don't have the Soviet Union anymore. They need a new demon to galvanize their people into sacrificing more of their money and more of their children's lives in these wars of conquest. We've got to go stomp on Libya because Iran might make inroads into our whatever. We see the same crap about we've got to go into Vietnam because the Soviet Union is making gains. What a load of crud. After the fall of the United States government, and I'm made emperor, I'm going to make it a rule that anybody who says we got to go to war, they get to lead. Some senator gets up and says, we must attack Libya. Okay, here you are. Here's your rifle. Here's your flag. Good luck. We'll tell them you're coming. In older times, kings would lead their own armies in their own battles and sort of kept a damper on this kind of nonsense. Alexander the Great led his own armies on his conquest. So what made him great? We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you could live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Phone lines are empty. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Getting back to this idea about lying people into wars and deceptions, there is yet another fraud that is being perpetrated around the Internet right now. And it has to do with something called Inspire, which is supposed to be this English language publication for Al-Qaeda. Now, Al-Qaeda itself, I'm sure there are some people running around who think they're working for the organization, but at its top levels, it's all a fraud. Al-Qaeda, literally translated in Arabic, means the base, and is thought to have originated with the database of the Mujahideen fighters who were aiding the United States against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, including Osama bin Laden. He was working for the United States of America. His cover name for CIA was Tim Osman. So Al-Qaeda appears to be a con because in Arabic slang, Al-Qaeda means a toilet. And Elisha Al-Qaeda means I'm going to the bathroom. And if you were forming a terrorist organization to strike fear and terror into the hearts of the great Satan, would you call yourself toilet? It's because it's really very hard to terrorize people who are giggling at you over the name that you've chosen. So we have this so-called publication named Inspire, and it feels like another fake. Like, remember the Revolution Muslim website that was in New York? And it was run by Yusuf al-Khattab. And he posed with this big Rambo knife and this big beard. And he looked, he scowled, and he had the, you know, the Schwarzenegger's vest from the movie Commando. And he just looked really mean and all the rest of it. And he had all the guns. And it turns out his real name is Joseph Cohen. And he's a phony. And so was the Revolution Muslim website. It was all a hoax to scare us into hating the people that we're supposed to hate. And again, it, like the FBI's Black Panther coloring book back in the 1960s, it is a publication that is designed to trick you into hating the people that you are supposed to hate in order to support war on those people. And so this Inspire magazine, which is talking about how to cripple the United States with fake, phony terrorist attacks, it sounds like another dodge to say hate the Muslims and also provide a convenient explanation for why virtually all of these so-called terror attacks turn out to be phonies and fakes. Now they're trying to sell us the idea, oh, Al-Qaeda is staging fake terror attacks because that's more cost-effective than actually having to go out and buy some explosives. So, I mean, it just it gets worse and worse and worse. Netanyahu is basically now saying that he will agree to an interim peace deal with Palestine if they will agree to have temporary borders. Okay, well, that's kind of the problem right now, because every time Palestine draws a border, Israel erases it with a bulldozer. And they say, we must have this area for a security zone, and we must have this for the fence, we must have this. That's what the deal they've got right now. And Netanyahu is saying, yeah, if you let us go on just moving the borders whenever we feel like it, you know, and you agree to stop shooting at us. Such a deal. You don't create a nation with dry erase marker. Now, of course, we're hearing a lot of news. In fact, it's still being covered over here on the corporate media. Apparently, there's been a shooting up in Germany, up at Frankfurt. Two U.S. soldiers were killed on a U.S. military bus. Now, having been through the Frankfurt airport myself, maybe somebody just got really ticked off at how hard it is to get from one terminal to the other over there. But they're trying to ramp this up. It may be another false flag terror attack, or it may just be somebody in Germany just doesn't like the U.S. being there anymore than the people in Egypt or Libya here. And we already talked about Spencer Baca saying the government's role is to protect the banks rather than the people. Moving right along here, let's see. Initial, I don't want to talk about that one right here. Okay, this is an interesting story, and it's a reminder that there are some very unethical criminal people out there, and they're not all on Wall Street. Apparently, somebody set up a phony college, complete hoax college. It doesn't really exist. They apparently took the website and photos and information from a real school called Reed College in Portland, Oregon. And according to the Wall Street Journal, they set up a fictitious school called the University of Redwood, and they went out and they did advertising. They got these mailing lists of students graduating high school and said, you know, come to the University of Redwood. And they sent out all this information and direct them to the website, which charges a fee on a credit card to apply to the school. It's an admission fee, application fee. And high school kids all across America were sending in their online application for this college and paying whatever the fee was. And it was all a hoax. It was all a fraud. And my question for that is, I mean, we already know that the U.S. government turns a completely blind eye to Wall Street crime and habitually have turned a blind eye to computer hackers. But we're supposed to be groped by the TSA at the airport because we might be carrying something in our underwear. We have Adam Savage from Mythbusters got past him with a razor knife. We had that inspector down at Dallas-Fort Worth last week got a gun past him, not just once, but over and over and over again. We have TSA agents being arrested for operating theft rings, where the supervisor was getting a percentage of everything taken as long as he would, you know, run interference and not let anybody find out that TSA was looting the luggage. And now we're getting word of another arrest. One of the behavioral detection officers at TSA, these are the ones who come up to you and they go, booga, booga, and they watch how you react and decide whether or not you're going to get on the airplane. Apparently, he was taking money to let drug dealers through security. Why do we still have this TSA nonsense? It's abusing Americans. It's driving tourism away from our shores. Our local newspaper is still screaming, we have 90% hotel occupancy. Sounds really good until you remember that two-thirds of the hotels have gone out of business. Now, over in Wisconsin, things in Wisconsin are getting interesting. And this is over and above the story we just ran a little while ago where they're starting a recall effort against eight of the state senators. And next January, they're going to start one against the governor. As you know, one of the reasons Governor Walker is in trouble is he got hoaxed with a prank call from a radio host that he thought was one of his billionaire campaign donors and said a lot of things on this call that he really did not want the public to hear. So, Wisconsin's legislature has responded by introducing legislation calling for a prank call ban. If you hoax call a member of the government, you can go to jail. Use a cell phone, go to jail. Remember what Tacitus said? The greater the number of laws, the more corrupt the republic. I think Walker has just demonstrated that. By the way, speaking of legislation, just to go back to this whole thing about the TSA, the state of New Hampshire, my home state, I am proud to be from the Granite State, are considering legislation that would make the kind of groping the TSA likes to do at the airport, hands on the crotch, hands up in the you know, in the breasts and all around and all the little nooks and crannies and everything like that, they're going to classify it as sexual assault. Every TSA operator in an airport inside New Hampshire that is caught fondling the passengers in that way will be placed on the registry of sex offenders, the national registry, under Megan's Law. They're going to have signs outside their home, a registered sex offender lives here. I think it's great. I am so proud of those people in New Hampshire. You know the state motto, live free or die. And most of them tend to actually believe that. So, now I want to get back to this whole situation in Wisconsin. One of the big pieces of propaganda that we're seeing run around is this idea that taxpayers are paying for all these pensions and we're looting the taxpayers. We've got to make amends. And it turns out this is not true. The public employee pensions are paid for with payroll deductions from the public employees themselves. A percentage of their money is deducted from their paychecks, and it is invested in what is hoped to be a profit-generating venture, like these wonderful mortgage-backed securities that everybody says are so wonderful. And that's where the money for the pensions comes from. It is not a taxpayer expense. So this idea that we got to slap down the unions and the teachers and the collective bargaining because it's a taxpayer burden is nonsense. The pensions don't come from tax money in Wisconsin. It's a flat-out lie. Now, maybe because of the crash of Wall Street, the pension funds have been defunded. That is certainly epidemic across the country. But that's not the fault of the teachers. That's the fault of Wall Street. So if Wall Street destroyed the pension fund with the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, why is Governor Walker slapping the teachers down? Walker has to go. Next January, get him out of there. But it's right in the Wisconsin Association of State Prosecutors Collective Bargaining Agreement, Section 13. The Public Employee Pension Fund is funded from payroll deductions of the public employees. Now, just to tell you how desperate the GOP is getting to bash the unions and bash the teachers, Fox News aired a clip about, oh, those gosh darn unions and teachers in Wisconsin, they're busing protesters and they're bringing them in. These are professional agitators coming in causing the trouble. And then they showed a video of a violent confrontation among some protesters. Big mistake. The video Fox News showed while talking about the Wisconsin teachers had palm trees in the background, meaning it was not shot in Wisconsin, certainly not in the dead of winter. It's a piece of B-roll video they got from some other place. Somebody went down to the tape library and said, I need a video of protesters shoving each other and fighting each other because we've got to demonize those protesters up in Wisconsin. And the librarian said, yeah, here's some protesters slapping each other around. And they ran it. And it's a huge embarrassment because you can see in the background, this is obviously not Wisconsin. Fox News just ran whatever they thought would help sell this idea that the teachers and the union people are all bad. And again, I'm not a big fan of unions. They've been a major headache for me. But this is not about the unions. This is about the nation being impoverished to the tune of $12.3 trillion, with a T, by Wall Street's fraudulent mortgage-backed security. And government at the federal, and at least in Wisconsin, the state level, is solving the problem by looting ordinary American workers. Take away their homes, take away their high-paying jobs, take away their pensions, take away their fringe benefits, take away everything, and send it to Wall Street to save those gosh darn bankers from having to go to jail. Iceland did have the right idea. Throw the bankers in jail and fire the government that let it happen. Meanwhile, the protests are starting to crank up over in Ohio because their Senate Bill 5, which, like Wisconsin, is intended to eliminate collective bargaining for state workers, has passed the committee vote. It's heading for the floor. There's going to be another huge fight there in Ohio. And again, this is not about teachers and public workers or about unions. It is about Americans, all Americans, 300 million strong, drawing a line on the sand and saying, we will not give you any more of our money to save Wall Street from its own criminality or to spend on these stupid wars. We have given as much as we're willing to give. And I want to hammer home this point because I'm still getting all these emails saying, oh, they're just being greedy. And you mean compared to Wall Street? You're telling me the teachers in Wisconsin are being greedy on a scale to match what we're seeing in Wall Street? Don't be ridiculous here. These teachers in Wisconsin, these public workers in Ohio, they're not asking for anything more. They just want to keep what they have now. Is that not reasonable? Do we not all have a right to simply keep what we have right now, what we've already worked for, what we've already earned, what we trained our entire lives to be? I understand why teachers are paid more than bricklayers. It takes a little more education to be a teacher. These are people who invested in their own lives and own educations. Yeah, a little higher salary is going to work. And if you're unhappy that bricklayers are not paid the same thing as the teachers, let's raise the bricklayer's salary. We got to get money back to the bottom levels of our society if we want the economy to start moving again. But this is not about unions, it's not about teachers, it's not about bricklayers. It is about Americans simply wanting to keep what they already have in the face of a government that sees looting the people to save Wall Street. As Bacchus says, that's their job. Loot the people to serve the bankers. That's by the statement of this Spencer Bacchus. He's saying it, point out, that's what we do. We're here to take care of the banks. And the people will have to take care of themselves, which they have an annoying habit of doing in Egypt and Yemen and Algeria and Libya and Wisconsin and Ohio and Texas and Indiana and all these other places. This is not about unions. It's about Americans who are tired of being driven down into poverty and homelessness and joblessness and hunger, so that the criminals in Wall Street and their lackeys in Washington, D.C., can settle down among their treasures and eat and drink with princes and potentates around the world and think that God intended the universe to operate this way. We have a greater inequality of wealth here in the United States of America than they had in Egypt when Egypt melted down. And when we have millions of Americans going hungry and homeless, when we have record numbers on food stamps, we have record unemployment, this country has gone in a wrong direction. And we have a government that, according to Bacchus' own statement, really does not exist to take care of the American people. They're there to basically take care of the banks. That is fascism. That's not my definition. That's Benito Mussolini, who I think we can all agree is an expert on what constitutes fascism. Meanwhile, over at the JFK airport, apparently a passenger got on board a plane with three box cutters in their carry-on luggage. Go TSA! They absolutely cannot do the job. They're too busy feeling up our wives and daughters and taking our our jewelry out of our luggage and letting the druggies through. In the entire history of the TSA, they have yet to actually catch a single real terrorist. And the phony ones, the crotch bomber, the shoe bomber, all those guys, we always find out after the fact, they get walked around the gates. It's all a big hoax. All a big hoax. All right, we're coming up on our final break here. Let's see. Oh, we've got a caller. Doug in Tennessee. Aloha, Doug. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I was born and raised in Wisconsin, and my mom is in Wisconsin. And I heard the phony baloney about, oh, we got to make up a $3.5 billion budget shortfall. So I downloaded the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for 2010, and guess what? There is $67 billion.
Okay, now, Doug, that's not entirely a meaningful piece of information. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Clinic. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
America, welcome back to the show here. And just I want to wrap up. We're seeing a lot of this stuff floating around about these so-called comprehensive annual financial reports, which purport to prove that the state governments are really loaded with money and they just don't want to share it with us. And the whole purpose of taxes is just to keep us poor. so the rich can buy more of us with their money. And I'll be the first one to admit that capitalism cannot function without an imposed wealth differential, that only a few people can be allowed to be rich and everybody else must be kept poor so that they'll work on fixing the sewers and laying the roads and all the other distasteful jobs that makes a society function until we get intelligent robots. And who gets to be rich and not is generally what politics is all about. But the danger about looking at these comprehensive annual financial reports is that all of the assets listed in them are non-convertible. They're not liquid. It's estimates of the worth of buildings and roads and bridges and things, which even though some are being sold off to private investors, the vast majority cannot be. You know, like City Hall, you can't sell City Hall. So the comprehensive annual financial reports may indicate a great deal of wealth, but it really doesn't have a bearing on the day-to-day nuts and bolts liquidity of what's going on. The reason that Wisconsin is in a budget crunch is twofold, and it applies to all other 50 states. And it has to do with the fact that tax breaks for corporations and the ultra-wealthy were handed out as political favors. And at the same time, remember, the U.S. government has been giving tax incentives to corporations to ship the high-paying American jobs to other countries. Well, if we're all making less money, whether we're bricklayers or teachers, then we're paying less taxes. And if we're paying less taxes, then the state revenues are going to drop against their already established liabilities. And that's why all the states are in trouble. And lowering salaries of the state citizens does not fix the problem, because your revenue continues to drop. And, of course, at the federal level, because of their budgetary problems, they continue to take more and more money out of the states, and they send less and less of it back. Plus, on top of it all, there are all these unfunded mandates. The federal government says, you must do this with your wetlands. You must do that with your wilderness areas. And they issue all of these imperial edicts to the states, and they don't send any money to get them done. And the states have to figure out some way to fund it, because, after all, it is a mandate from on high. That's the reason we're broke. We got looted. We got embezzled. We got plundered. $12.3 trillion is what PBS estimates the mortgage-backed securities fraud has cost all of America. I leave it as an exercise to the listener to go out and get a calculator and figure out your share of that. All right, we got time for one final call before the end of the show. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, happy Texas Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day.
Well, I mean, there's more news. It's more, into the news is more important talking about Charlie Sheen and his rants than what's happening. But you know, the thing is, last night we found out one thing, why the Tea Party people buckled in the state and federal level. And this is one thing to do. If anybody's going to run for federal or state office or even local office, the first thing you must do is do not take on the staff that's already in the Capitol building. Bring your own
show. We got to end the show, George. I'm sorry. We'll talk to you Monday. Aloha, America.
Next round of the worst financial crisis in